Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. If you knew who God made you to be, how different would your life be today? Many Christians will be hard-pressed to answer this question. Many have never received a real or lasting understanding of their new identity in Christ. But it's time to discover who you really are and learn how to realize your true nature. It's so amazing to realize that when you give your life to Christ, He takes you just as you are, and in exchange, gives you His nature, making you a new creation. This is just the beginning of a lifelong journey we take with Him to become everything God created us to be. Knowing who He created you to be and how you can develop your full potential is foundational to your journey each day in this life. So, let evangelist Paul Acqua enlighten you in this uplifting message titled The New Creation in Christ. Let's join in.
Do you feel defeated, without hope, full of fear or anxiety? In the current situation in the world today, in times like these, believers need to hold on to the word of God and the promises of Christ. Friend, if you are a believer in Christ, you are a new creation. Your old sinful life has passed away and everything has become new. But are you conscious of your new identity in Christ right now at this very moment? I want to help you to understand that the believer has undergone huge spiritual change. You just need to be mindful of the fact that you have a new life in Christ right now and become more aware of your new identity. But can I ask you a question again? Do you have God in your life? Are you a believer in Christ? You say, well, He's not in my life. I'm not a believer. Do you want to live without God? Is that the way you want to live? If you decide you don't want God in your life, He's not going to force Himself on you. But you have to remember that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life in Christ. So there are consequences, you know. There are consequences if you live without Christ. The Bible records the character of the unbeliever in the book of Galatians. I will read a couple of verses from Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, adultery and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And this is Apostle Paul telling the Galatian people, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And you see, many people don't take notice of this. But the Bible also says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has passed away. The old has gone, the new is here. We have a new identity in Christ. You don't know what you are missing if you decide to live apart from God. But those of us who know God are benefiting from all that God has for us. Don't forget, every good and perfect gift comes from God. So look at what you are missing if you don't have Christ as your Savior. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 going, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Then verse 24 says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So these are changes that have come to the believer's life. And you don't want to miss that. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, everything is new. Many Christians are born again believers in Christ, but they have no idea what that means. You are a new creature, new creation. You do not have to sin. I can tell some of you don't believe that. So let's go to the Bible. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 9 that whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. I may have to repeat this. It's not coming from me, it's coming from God. It's in the Holy Scriptures. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Incredible. You remember people say, and it's a common saying, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. That's what some people say. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, suppose you get up every morning and say that. You know what you are saying? You are programming your mind to sin against God. The right thing is, I am a saint saved by the grace of God. What we have to do is to transform our mind. And if you have got old ways of thinking, if we have a sin mentality, oh, I'm just worthless. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, you are not sinner. You are saint. You are already a new creation. You are not waiting to be made new. You have been made new, and you have to change your thinking. You have to change your mindset. I may stumble, I may sin, but think about this. If you are walking in obedience to him, and that's the will of God anyway, then when do I have to sin? Why should I? Well, you ask, are you saying you don't? I didn't say that. I'm just saying I don't have to sin. You don't have to sin. We just accept sin as just a normal thing, but we are a new creation. We have a new identity. Sin is a choice. If we are living our new identity in Christ, in the awareness of his presence, love, goodness, mercy, kindness, and all the other attributes we could use, if we are walking in the Spirit, why do we want to disobey God? Let me ask you a question. What does disobedience gain you? You may have an immediate gain, you think, but the longer you look at it, it will turn absolutely rotten because it doesn't fit you as a new creation. The more aware you are of Jesus Christ in your life and your new identity in him, the less you will tolerate sin in your life because it doesn't fit who you are. It doesn't even feel good. We all know nobody is perfect. Even God knows we are not perfect. But we shouldn't get up in the morning saying, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, I am a saint walking in my new identity, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, in his strength, in his power. If I stumble today, if I sin today, he will forgive me and I keep walking with the Lord and in the light of his word. It's a decision we make. And the more aware I am that I'm a new creation in Christ, the more aware I am that the holy presence of Jesus Christ is my portion, the less I am to be tempted by anything. It's the lack of awareness of our new identity in Christ that makes the difference. What an awesome God we have. He's a God of love, goodness, and mercy. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus, into the world that you and I might discover what true, genuine life is about, my friend, and that our sins can be forgiven, our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we can be on our way to heaven when we die. In other words, when you look at what becomes yours when you become a Christian or become a born-again Christian, why would you not want God in your life? It's a very good question with a very good answer you should be giving. Think about the sin in your life that's keeping you from wanting God in your life. Now you compare that with forgiveness of sin, peace, joy, love, goodness, mercy, kindness, your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have inheritance in Christ. You have this present helper who is constantly night and day, 24 hours a day. He is in your life. What in the sinful world do you have that compares with that? You and I know that you don't have anything. Why not trust him as your personal savior? Why would you want to live without a loving father who wants the best for you, who sent his only begotten son to save you? So if you are one of those people that God is not in your life, do you realize what you are missing? What you are going to miss is the gift of eternal life. What you are going to miss is inheritance in Christ. What you are going to miss is heaven. What you are going to miss is all the joy and the wonderful things that God provides. You say, well, I look around and I don't see much joy. It depends on where you look. These are very difficult times. But what I want you to see is that Jesus is in your life. When you become aware of his presence in your life, he changes your viewpoint because you begin to see everything in the light of his presence. If you have never trusted him as your savior, you are living a life without meaning. I know you don't want to hear that. You don't like that. But that's the truth. The Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. That's recorded in Galatians 6, 7 and 8. You will reap what you sow, more than you sow, later than you sow. If you sow life without God, a life that denies Jesus in your life, and you sow a life of worldliness and wickedness, then you are going to get what that brings. When you try Jesus as your savior and give your life to him to live a godly life, you get what that brings. That's awesome. And that's what you should be aiming at in life. I don't see how you can just listen to this and miss out all the benefits of being in Christ. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you may do so now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.